Could holding a pendulum or two bent sticks really help us find water, locate new oil reserves, or even divine the future? Many dowsers claim it's possible, and not only that, they're already doing it. By tapping into the theories of the zero-point field, which is basically the idea that there's a sea of quantum vibrations in empty space that connects everything in the universe, unexplained phenomena like dowsing could be explained. Lynn McTaggart is the creator of the Living the Field Masterclass, which in one of its lessons looks specifically at dowsing.
There are two kinds of dowsing. There's pendulum dowsing, and then there is water divining. And pendulum dowsing is actually using the pendulum to ask all sorts of questions, to find locations on a map. You can pendulum douse to find water as well. So it's basically almost like a method of divining answers and locating objects.
Now, how successful is this really? Because it sounds great, but I'm not convinced that it's going to work on everything.
Well, it certainly is a eerie thing. I mean, to the idea of being able to hold a stick out or use a pendulum and find water sources in remote places just sounds bizarre. But there was a fellow called Hans-Dieter Betz who was in charge of a decade-long project in Germany, which was to find, use dowsers to find water sources in very arid areas like Africa and even the Sahara. And there were astonishing success rates there. His dowsers were able to accurately locate water from huge distances. And one of their dowsers was able to pinpoint a water fissure from over 300 kilometers away on the other side of a mountain. There was no way that this could have been done by chance. And they found incredible sources of water in through all these arid spots. And a number of ways they used it using pendulum dowsing on a map.
Now, why does that work? Because I can understand that you'd walk across, and I remember doing it at university, funnily enough, walking across the water main and seeing if the sticks would cross over each other
right.
And so on. Okay, I kind of get that. Water main is directly below, the sticks cross. Don't understand why, but I can accept it. But why on a map? The map's got nothing to do with the actual area where the water is.
My personal view is that dowsing with a pendulum is a form of remote viewing when you're doing that on a map. And what's happening is you yourself are helping to tap into the field, and that the dowsing pendulum is just a very sensitive mechanism that helps you along the way. My version is it would be an observer effect. It's the consciousness of the person holding it that is picking it up on a psychic level.
So does that mean it doesn't then work for predicting the future?
No, it would too, because it's the same thing. It's all the same, more or less the same thing, whether you talk about remote viewing in the present. Forecasting, in a way, is remote viewing in the future. And so the view of the field anyway is that time and space are just one great big continuum. There's just one great big now. And so a pendulum would pick up that now slightly further down the timeline than now.
And can you use anything as a pendulum?
Well, yeah. I mean, dowsers say attach a weight to a string, hold the string between your thumb and forefinger, and you've got a pendulum. But a lot of dowsers like wood, mostly, and like a nice fine string. And of course, what a dowser would say is, you sit in your chair and you say, show me the search position, holding this pendulum just vertically. And it'll remain either stationary or it'll begin to oscillate. And whatever mode it adopts is fine, but that's your search neutral mode. Then to say yes, position it so it's hanging over your right knee, which is supposedly positive yang energy, and say, show me yes. Now, it should oscillate, and usually in a clockwise direction. Then put it over your other knee to say, show me the no, and it should begin to oscillate in an anti-clockwise direction. So anything can be endowsed so long as you just ask it yes or no questions. As with everything, practice makes perfect.
So once you've managed to know that you can douse,
yes.
Assuming you've got that knack, can you pretty much do anything after that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know an allergist who uses it to determine how allergic people are. I mean, he doesn't like to just rely on kinesiology or allergy tests. He actually asks his pendulum all the time. And we did a blind allergy test through Proof, our sister publication, by sending the person with the number of confirmed allergies to all manner of people who were testing for allergies, you know, people using Vega testing and a number of other things like that, and even blood tests. And the person who was the most accurate was the dowser. So just to ask it anything about your future or about, should I go into this job? Am I allergic to this? Should I go to this movie? Anything in your life. And the people who use it swear by it. Once again, I think it's a form of precognition, and that the pendulum is just picking up your own ability to tap into the field and get that information. It's just a sensitive instrument.
That's Lynn McTaggart, author of The Field.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.